Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Good, Alice, how are you?
I'm so good. I feel like, are we being pitted against the filmies, are we? Oh, okay.
It's just a loose connection, you know, you've got to segue into these things somehow, otherwise it feels blunt.
It felt like a pretty seamless segue, I must say.
I can also understand how you might have found it a bit gladiatorial.
Look, you know, the crossover between film and theatre is such that in the kind of 2000s, when Avalon Studios sort of closed down in Wellington, all the crew went up to Auckland because that's where all the commercial work was, and all the actors followed, from the cultural capital of Wellington to Auckland, and then all these out-of-work actors started making cool theatre.
Hey!
So, look, we've got something to credit for all the great stuff that happened in the 2000s. In Auckland.
One imagines there is a little crossover for
Tiny one. Look, we could talk about this forever, but I think it'd probably be best to talk about theatre.
Let's do it.
Performance. We're talking about Rongo Whakapā, which is a new work by Atamira Dance Company. We're joined by Bianca and Ashley, who are here to talk about the show. Welcome, 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 welcome. Bianca, talk to us about your role. Now, your role as artistic director. Is that the term?
Yeah, so I've just come on board at the end of last year. Kia ora koutou. Yeah, my name's Bianca and I'm the kaihautu, director of Atamira Dance Company.
Yes, now Atamira has been in the performing arts sphere for a long time. It's exciting to have you at the reins as the person guiding the team. And it's exciting because I'm interested in what your vision is for the company. Can you give me a bit of a taste of what that is? Someone who, as an artist in your own right and as a practice, I've seen you perform, I've seen your work that you've been in and also work that you have made. So it's very special to get artists who are pure artists also in this leadership role. What is Atamira looking like for you in 2025 and beyond?
Yeah, kia ora. Big question, but it's a total honour. You know, this company's 25 years old.
25
years? Yeah, damn. And I've been dancing and working alongside the Atamira whānau for about 15.
Yeah.
So kind of, you know, over half of its life.
Yes.
So pretty massive for me to be stepping into this role. We're such a massive whānau now. The first thing I really wanted to do was just, you know, like, honour the legacy of the company, pull back some of the founding members, support the ones that are currently, you know, under the umbrella and also looking to the future. So it's a big thing to hold, but we've had a really exciting year. I think we're employing, 25 dancers or something this year. So it's massive and it's feeling really, really, really good. So excited for what's to come. My employing Ashley was, you know, one of the best decisions I could have made.
Yeah, so Ashley, you're coming into it and you've been at the New Zealand Dance Company, you're at Q Theatre now, it's epic that you guys have got Ashley. What is it like to be working for Atamira? Tell me what was attracting you to working with the company even in the first place?
Oh, kia ora, Alice. It's such an honour to be working with Atamira Dance Company and supporting Bianca in her role as kaihautu. We keep joking. People are like, are you the artistic director, the executive director? She is the director.
With a capital
She's number
T.
one.
Yeah, gorgeous.
And so my role is kind of like a TYC, if you will, and kind of supporting her in that executive director role. It's been an absolute privilege and absolute honor. I mean, the legacy of this company is beyond that 25 years is incredible. And so I just look forward to what we have going on this year and next year and really securing the next 25 years and beyond as well.
Ooh, I love that. Mm-hmm. 25 and beyond. So we're talking about the work which is opening this week. Talk to me, Bianca, about what is this work? You've got Bridie Colquhoun, who I have witnessed as a performer in many different works, but not actually as a maker, as a choreographer or having choreographic practice. So talk to me about the show. What is the show?
Yeah, and that's correct. Like, Bridie's been around for a long time. She's, you know, worked for a huge array of companies and as a freelance performer for a long time, but this is actually her choreographic debut. So this is the first work that she has directed herself. So even that is a huge honour for Atamira to be holding that space for her. And she's just done it so gracefully. She's had a really short amount of time to make this work.
Right.
And it's, I don't know, the feeling in the studio is just everyone's so relaxed and it's a little bit freaking me out.
Yeah, okay.
You know, because I'm like, man, how can you be making a work in this way? But it's, you know, every time you make a work, there's so much teaching. Like, I've been learning so much just from watching her practice, you know. She wants to work in a way that creates ease, and that's really shown in the work. It's really, really soft and beautiful and intimate and delicate. Yeah, and I'm really, really excited about it.
You know, it sounds like we're talking in these sort of terms of like being relaxed, but like dancers, it's I would say like the kind of punishing way in which movement practitioners put their bodies and their emotional and mental and spiritual, like you guys put it all on the line. So to say that it is actually, she's trying to create a space where it feels maybe more easy or gentle, feels quite radical in this kind of space.
It's true. And we've just come back from a tour with the work Kamua Kamudi, which I was actually one of the co-directors of, and that is like fast and you know, like the dancers just smash themselves, and there's something really incredible about seeing dancers at that kind of elite athlete, you know, physicality on stage. But this work is kind of almost the polar opposite. I mean, of course you still see the talent of the dancers. Yes. It's just got a really different feel, and you know, it's special.
I had read that it's in three. There's this idea of the 360 or the circle. Ashley, can you speak to what's that about?
Yeah, so it's essentially taking a traditional theatre experience as you know it. You know, you think of a theatre, you walk in, you sit in these seats, and you look up at a stage. You're looked out at a stage, there's this aspect of the audience being the viewer and the, you know, the performers being the entertainers, you know, up there doing something for you as an audience. And in this work, it's completely deconstructed. It's site specific. It's small in nature. It's really intimate, which is the theme of the work as well. And one of the other themes is this idea of the individual versus the collective.
Mm.
And so I think as an audience member, you have more of an active role in the way that you're choosing to experience the work. You can walk through, I don't want to give too much away, but you can, you know, walk through the space. You have a little bit of guidance, but then you have choice. You have autonomy over the way in which you're choosing to view and experience it. So I think that's something really special and unusual that I would say a majority of our audiences have probably not experienced generally, and particularly from us. And it's our first time out also at Tipo Theatre in Henderson at Corbin's Estate Art Center, which is where we're also based and located. So it's been a really special synergy to be going into that space each day just for the development and the rehearsal, and knowing that that's also the space in which we get to present the work. That also doesn't often happen. So it's special all around.
Yeah. Now you've got some really epic design. You've got an epic team behind this work. You've got Eden Mulholland and Rowan Pierce, who get back together. We were just talking before about their exceptional work on Belle, which was Malia's work earlier in the year at the Arts Festival. What's the energy like when you get the sort of the designers, the sound, the music, this all coming together? Like, talk to me about what does it feel like? Like, paint us a picture of that.
Yeah, I mean, I get to the pleasure of living with Rowan.
Yes.
So I've experienced many late nights with his 3D printer that he's just bought this year and is very excited about experimenting with.
So we love some gadgets.
And Eden Mulholland's just landed from the Sunshine Coast in the country right now. So we're really looking forward to tomorrow when we walk into the theatre space and we have Rowan and Eden at once. It's all going to happen.
Gorgeous.
But yeah, really special team. Bridie's worked as a freelancer for a long time with both of those artists as well. So they've got a long, you know, working relationship. I mean, there's a few things around the set that are quite special in terms of the collaboration, because the sound and the set are actually going to, you know, work in synergy. So there's going to be speakers inside the set. So there's all these fun things that we've been imagining, you know, in the rehearsal studio, and I'm looking forward to seeing it play out in action tomorrow.
When you say intimate, how big is the theatre? I actually haven't been out there yet.
Yeah, we're a max of 60 people in the
space.
So genuinely, if you want to come,
you gotta get your
ticket. You really gotta get in quick,
because
it's really, we have 5 performances overall, but you know, with only 60 in each performances, it's not a lot.
No,
really.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. So you've got to go to you have to excuse me, Rongo Whakapā. the Macron is on the A at the end. This is the new work by Atamira. We can go to tepotheatre.nz. Opening this Friday, you only have 5 times you can see this show. Yep. So you've got to get in there. You can get the tickets online. They've got a great space down there. I always big up Tepo. I'm always like, go to Tepo. Mm-hmm. Have a beautiful... The Manaaki is gorgeous. It feels like a sort of a completely embodied what it means to go and have an experience at the theatre under the terms of Te Pō sort of holding you. Mm. So, yeah, this week, breaking a leg to the team for opening the show, opening and closing. Anything else?
It's cool as well because it's showing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and so many people always say, oh, I can only go to see things in the afternoon for whatever reason, you know, and so it's called a matinee Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, we love a matinee.
Love it.
Yeah. Thank you both so much for coming in. Looking forward to hearing how the
sounds incredible.
Goes.
And thank you, Alice, for coming in.
My pleasure.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.